Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Let the church,
everybody,
say amen.
So let the church,
let the church say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We truly thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Amen. We've been in an exciting teaching this week entitled, the series is entitled, The Armor of God. And this message is simply entitled, Be Strong in the Lord. And we know that God wants to strengthen the body of Christ, strengthen the warriors, intercessors, people of God. Amen. And this is such an exciting word because this is a time where we in the body of Christ must be strengthened and encouraged, edified, and lifted up. And one of the beautiful things that we've been talking about this week concerning the armor of God is how our armor is connected to God, because God is the one that outfits us with the armor. And the purpose is for is so that we're effective in the body of Christ. We have defensive and offensive weapons attached to the armor. But more importantly, beloved, our relationship with God is what is utmost important. And as we continue to develop a relationship with the Lord, he teaches us how to war good warfare. He teaches us how to maneuver in the body of Christ, and he teaches us how to wear our armor properly. So we're going to go to the word of the Lord, and we want you just to gather around with us as we go into the word for the next several moments. Father, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, Lord God, that you are yet watching over it. And we ask, Father, that as we go into your word, that, Lord God, you would bless and that you would anoint your word, anoint those that are listening. Father God, help us to be attentive to your word. We thank you, Father, for free course. We thank you, Father God, for the atmosphere being stirred. We thank you, Father God, that you are watching over your word to perform it. And, Father God, draw those in that you are calling to be a part of this message and to listen to a glean from what you're saying. Father God, the word comes to edify us and encourage us. And so, Lord, we're thanking you for that. We thank you for all the listeners, all those that listen in. Father God, we ask that you bless and that you minister by your power and by your anointing. We thank you now. We bind every attack of the enemy. We bind every destructive spirit, every hindering spirit, every evil force that would come to try to abort the word of God. We bind word curses now that's been sent forth in the atmosphere against your people. And Father God, we thank you now for the liberty that we have to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we will continue to obey your word and your will. Let your perfect will be done in our lives. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Ephesians 6 and 10, the Amplified Version, it says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him. Draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. And we know that God wants to strengthen us, the people of God. The word strengthen means to be empowered and enabled by God to serve effectively and faithfully in his kingdom. And this is one of the things that God is doing. He's strengthening the body of Christ so that we will be effective to go forth, praise the Lord, to do the things that God is asking and commanding of us. Praise God. But more importantly, that signs, wonders, and miracles will be wrought throughout the earth. There are many men and women, boys and girls that are hurting this evening, that don't know what to do, that are discouraged, that are going through great trial. And so the word of the Lord comes to strengthen, comes to enable us, amen, to go forth and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we will be faithful in his kingdom. All of this, beloved, is for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. And so, as we have been talking about, particularly, we went into the importance of putting on the belt of truth around our waist, that belt that it really represents the word of God. And we spent quite a bit of time in that area because it's important that we have truth around our waist, because on that belt hangs the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith. And actually, without that belt around the waist, the Roman soldiers, their armor was no good. And so we must have truth. We must have truth from the word of God. And everything we do must be enlightened and inspired by the word of God. We are blessed to have the tangible word, the infallible word of God with us each and every day. We can read it. We can study it. Amen. We can, as we pray the scriptures, as we decree and declare the word of the Lord, God moves in light of his word. And so we must put on the truth. We must put this truth around our waist. Praise God. Now, we're going to go just a little bit further, because we will come back to that, and we're going to dive into these areas a little further in this series. So I don't want to spend too much time on them, but just hitting the highlights right now, because we will go back and we will endeavor to really break this down, praise the Lord, according to the word of God. Now, we talked about the truth being around our loins, and we know that it represents the word of God. Now, number two, the breastplate of righteousness represents right standing with God. The breastplate covers all the vital organs in our body. And so if hit, if we're hit from any of these vital organs, it can cause major wounding or even death. So it is imperative, beloved, that we live a righteous life, because if not, it could cost us our lives. Now, God is wanting to equip the body to live right, to live holy, and when we connect with the Lord and have a vital relationship with him, he will begin to teach us day by day how to live, how to walk as we abide in him, as we dwell in him, things that we, practices that we may have, habits that some may have, amen, the Lord will begin to quicken that we must leave these things aside and let the Lord, amen, get in every area of our lives, because he will definitely make a difference. He'll make a difference in our mind and our heart and our soul and our emotions, every part of our being. Jesus will make a difference. Praise the Lord. If you've been wounded and hurt and gone through just things that maybe the enemy constantly tries to bombard your mind with, you can go to the word of the Lord and ask God, renew my mind. Father God, cleanse me and just wash me and help me. Praise God. That's one of the deepest prayers, beloved, you could ever pray, is Lord, help me. So the breastplate represents right standing. He wants us in right standing with him. Praise God. This is part of taking even dominion back from the enemy, things that he has. Praise God. We begin to walk right. We will walk in the word, and when the enemy tries to come, we will decree and declare what the word of God says. The enemy cannot stand against the word. Amen. Jesus fought the enemy with the word. Amen. When he was in the wilderness, amen, and the enemy came to him, he just decreed and declared the word of the Lord, and the enemy had to leave. And when we stand in the word like that, beloved, we're in right standing with the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Lord will fight for us. Amen. We can have victory every time. Amen. It's not one victory here and another victory 10 years down the road. No. This armor that God provides for us, amen, to stand against every wile of the enemy, every trick of the enemy, so that nothing by any means has to defeat us, amen, when we're walking right with the Lord. The feet, our feet must be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And this represents the peace of God that we should walk in every day of our lives, no matter what war we may fight or what may be going on in our lives. God provides us with his peace. Amen. Peace that passes our understanding. Peace that will keep us, that will guard our hearts, that will cause us to be able to sleep at night. And our sleep is sweet. We don't have to worry. We don't have to have anxiety. We don't have to have fear. Why? Because, again, when we are our feet covered with the word, we need to walk in the word. Amen. The Lord has given us that. And it's exciting when we begin to read God's word and desire it, because when we hunger and thirst after righteousness, the word of God lets us know we shall be filled. Praise the Lord. It's imperative that we walk in the gospel. Amen. That we present the gospel. That we live the gospel. And that we live of it. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, number four, the shield of faith represents coverage against the fiery darts that come from the enemy, the devil and his demons, meant to inflict harm. Now, this shield keeps faith alerted when attacks come our way to get us off focus. Now, this is one of the areas, too, that we have to guard against, because things always happen to try to throw us off focus. You know, if you have a daily schedule, or you have a schedule and you know that you have things that you need to get done, praise God, and one little thing can happen that will cause us to get off our schedule, and it could just throw off the whole day. Well, the same happens with God. You know, if our faith gets deterred, if something happens that causes us where we don't pray for a few days, and we get off because of something which we don't stay connected with the Lord, we will feel the effects of that really, really quick. So it's vital for us in the body of Christ to have that shield of faith that gives coverage against the fiery darts of the enemy, because when he shoots to kill. Amen. But we know that the greater one lives on the inside of us. And so, amen. We have to keep that shield of faith. We have to keep up, amen, against every attack that would try to come to throw us off focus. Number five, the helmet of salvation. And this represents the guarding of our mind. It protects us from the enemy's wicked words that are meant to bring defeat or cause us to lose hope and trust in God. Now, a lot of times we get defeated in our mind because we begin to listen to the wrong voice. But we must know that as there are three voices in the earth, and there are many others that will try to come to infiltrate. That's why we have to be careful of even some of the words that's taken in, make sure it's healthy and wholesome. Praise God. But the enemy speaks, we speak, God speaks. We got to know. Amen. Which voice are we going to heed to? And this is another reason why the word in us is so important, that we glean from the word and that we take the word in, praise the Lord, that it would come up and bring forth fruit, and fruit that will remain. Okay? So we must have on that helmet of salvation. Guard your mind. Don't allow the enemy to minister negativity to your mind, because you dwell on it long enough, it's going to go down into your spirit, try to take root, praise God. We don't want those things in our mind. Amen. So the helmet of salvation protects us from the enemy's wicked words, again, that are meant to bring defeat or cause us to lose hope and trust in God. Okay? The helmet also keeps us sound in mind, body, and spirit. We've got to stay sound. You've got to be able, amen, to fight. Amen. And it takes soundness of mind to know what to do, to know which way to go. Come on. Amen. You got to recognize that God is not giving you the spirit of fear, but of love, power, love, and a sound mind. Power, dynamis. Okay? Love, agape. And love that causes us to be kind, causes us to be gentle, that causes us to be sincere, that causes us to be honest. All of this keeps us sound. Okay? Amen. A stable mind. Praise God. And he wants us sound. He wants us stable. He wants us secure. And the armor of God, as God works in us, praise God, it will keep us grounded. It will keep us level, keep us rooted in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All of this is in the Word. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing. This is what God has provided for his people, for his children, for us. Praise God. Amen. And those that don't have hope, amen, as they see hope in us, as they see the love in the people of God, they will want that, praise God. The world looks for love, looks for acceptance, looks for all these things, and when they see the body of Christ, amen, really joining forces and moving forward, according to the word of God, they will desire that even greater in this last time. Praise God. There's a great move coming on the earth. It's already here. Amen. The Lord is moving in mighty ways. He's raising up, praise God, a church, a body, amen, that will go forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Apostolically, that will go forth in signs, wonders, and miracles. Will go forth prophetically. Praise God, proclaiming the prophetic word of the Lord. Amen. Word that will go in and pierce. Word that will convict. Word that will encourage. Word that will inspire and comfort. Amen. Revelatory word. Inspiration word. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. God is moving. Praise God. So it's imperative, amen, that we keep our mind. Amen. He said he will keep our mind in perfect peace. Amen. Our heart and mind in him when we're stayed. Our mind is stayed on him. Amen. He'll keep us in perfect peace, complete peace. Oh, my God. Peace that is just, you can't even explain it when you have this type of peace, when you go through tragedies and you go through things, but yet the peace of God dwells on the inside. Praise God. That gives you to know that everything is going to be all right. Praise God. And then we have the sword of the Spirit. And this, again, represents the infallible word of God. Now, this is the action part of the word because the sword is used to cut it. So when you have the word down on the inside of you, praise God, when it goes to wield the sword, you will wield it right. You'll wield it correctly. It'll go to the root. It'll cut up the word of God. Hallelujah. The infallible word of God. It will cut down the enemy in his tracks. It will stop the demonic forces. Amen. It'll stop hindrances. It'll stop blockages, praise God. The word will do what needs to be done. It will go in and heal. It will save. It will set free. It will bring encouragement. It will bring enlightenment. It will bring illumination. Come on. Glory to God. The word of God, as that sword is wielded, amen, even as a weapon, praise God, in warfare. The Lord will give us how, amen, to fight, praise God, a good warfare, praise the Lord. So the word, the sword is very important because it is an offensive weapon, and God gives it to us to use it. He gives it to us to walk in, to live in. I'm talking about the written word, but what that sword is given to fight. So what's in you, praise God, when it's time for it to come out, that sword can go to work and do the work that need to be done, okay? So it'll cut down the enemy in his tracks, will halt demonic influence, and abort every wicked plan of the enemy. There are many, many wiles and tricks and schemes that the enemy comes, amen, to abort ministries, amen, to abort works of God, amen. But that's why we in the body of Christ must know the Lord. We must be assured of our salvation. We must know our callings, amen, and we must be so rooted in the Lord, praise the Lord, that we're not shaken by things that may come, but walk it out. Walk out the work that God has given you, beloved. Amen. There are many falling out of the race tonight. Many preachers, and, you know, they're just giving up left and right. Praise God. And we must be encouraged. The word comes to encourage us. And I want to encourage someone tonight that may be listening. Praise God. You may be discouraged, but, beloved, I want to encourage you to let you know that God will see you through. Don't give up. Praise God. Don't halt in your tracks. Don't allow the enemy to halt you. Amen. You pray and you take up that sword and you begin to fight. Amen. To halt the demonic influences. Amen. And that God will abort every wicked plan, that the spirit of sabotage will be destroyed. Praise God. That wicked words and curses will be pulled down in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you may go forth. Amen. And complete the will of God. Now listen, beloved. God wants you strong in him. Amen. He wants able warriors that will fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. God has called each of us to a holy calling, and he has equipped us with all that we need to be effective warriors for his glory and honor. So, beloved, I'm encouraging you today to be strong in the Lord. Glory to God. Stand firm in the word. Amen. For he will give you victory every time. Not sometime, we said that before, but every time. Amen. You are an end-time warrior. So keep your eyes on the Lord, beloved, and do not back up when adversity comes. Stand strong in God because he will cause you to triumph in him. God is faithful to his word. Amen. Do not give up. Don't give up. I don't care what's going on. I don't care how hard it may seem. Do not give up. I want to read a scripture in 1 Corinthians 15, and it says, in verse 57, it says, "But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord, do not give up." Amen. Do not get weary. And when you do get weary, amen, the Lord says, don't be weary in well-doing, praise God, because your labor is not in vain, praise God. Your labor is not in vain. Continue to abound. Keep growing. Keep moving forward. Glory to God. Don't get stagnated. Amen. When adversity comes, stand. Know that God will give you what you need to stand. Be strong in the Lord, praise God. Amen. Keep your armor sharp and stay connected to God. Beloved, because your armor is only effective if your relationship remains intact with God. That's very, very important that we keep our relationship with the Lord. I want to end with this word that the Lord has given. God says, "My word is true, just, and right. My word works as you choose to walk and live in it. I dwell in the midst of those who firmly believe and trust in me. Walk daily with me, for I, the Lord, desires to dwell in and among my people. I long to communicate with those that spend time with me. Spend time in my word and in fellowship with me. I dwell with those who seek me daily. As you put me in remembrance of my word, I will watch over it and bring it to pass. Be open with me, and I will be open with you. For the coming days will bring much tribulation, pain, and sorrow. But those that adhere to me will prevail. Trust me and know that I am God, and beside me there is no other. I will prove myself through signs, wonders, and miracles. You will know that I have moved in your midst as you surrender your all to me. Fear not man, but fear me. Walk worthy of the calling that I have called you, and be faithful. As you do this, I, the Lord, will be glorified and exalted. I, the Lord, will move in ways that will astound and dumbfound the enemies of your soul, says the Lord God Almighty. Beloved, God wants you to stand. He wants you to be strong. He wants you to be firm in him. Know that God is watching over his word concerning you. Praise God, he's fighting for you. And he's giving you what you need to stand. He's giving us all what we need. Praise God, to stand and be firm in him. Amen. As we, amen, have talked briefly about the truth, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod with preparation of gospel peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. All of these elements of the armor is so important. They all come from God. That's how we know how much he loves us and how much he really cares. Amen. And then we can go on and pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we pray for one another, praying in the Spirit. Amen. Praying that God would touch our brothers and our sisters. Amen. We've got to lift one another up in prayer. Amen. The world will know that we belong to Jesus by our love one toward another. And so as we, amen, shed that love and we, amen, we join forces with one another because we're all one body, praise God. And when we begin to link like that, praise God, things will happen. Amen, even the more. We will see revival. We'll see greater revival. We'll see God move in ways that just will astound us. So, beloved, we just want to encourage you, be strong in the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing for your people. And Father God, I'm asking that you will touch and that you will move, Father God. Move in the word, Lord God. Encourage, Lord God. Help us to put on, amen, the entire armor. Help us to put that belt around our waist and the breastplate of righteousness and the shield of faith and our feet shod with the preparation of gospel of peace and our helmet on our head, Father God, the helmet of salvation, amen, the sword of the Spirit. Father God, all of these weapons, we thank you for them. We thank you for what you've given to us. We thank you that you provide our needs daily, Father God. We ask that you strengthen, that you would keep God, people in their minds. Keep us in our mind. Keep us in our right mind. Keep us, God, with fortitude, Father God. Fortify your people today. Fortify them, Father God. And Lord God, even when attacks come, when those fiery darts would come, Father God, alert us ahead of time. So Lord, we can pray and have the proper coverage, Father God, that we would pray one for another, that we would love one another, that we would strive for the same purposes of the gospel. Be with every apostle, every prophet, every evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Be with your people all over, Father God. Be with those that are sick in body, asking you to heal. Let the healing power of Jesus Christ go through these airways, go through the internet lines, and bring healing, bring deliverance, bring peace, Father God, peace of mind. Father, we thank you now. We know that you are a shelter in a time of storm. We know, God, you are a banner. You are a protector. Oh, yes, God, you are a healer. You're a Savior. Oh, my God, you give us peace, Father God. Lord, we thank you. You are our righteousness. You cause us to walk in righteousness and holiness, oh, God. Oh, God, because without that, we won't see you. So, Lord, we desire to be holy. We desire to live right. Oh, God, we thank you for clean hands and a pure heart. Thank you for a pure mind. Thank you, God, for a hunger and a thirst after you. Thank you, Lord God, for pureness of heart. Oh, God, help us to walk in purity. Help us to walk in righteousness. Help us to walk in holiness. Father God, help us on today. Help us, Lord God, as we abide in you. Lord God, you abide in us, Father God. Let your will be done in our lives, in the people of God's lives. Lord, we thank you right now. Thank you that you're moving, oh God. Thank you for the move of the Spirit of God. Thank you that it's not by might nor by power, but it's by your Spirit. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now. Continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Father, we thank you even for this opportunity to share your word. Lord, take this word. Let it go out, Father God, and bring forth fruit 100-fold. Let it remain. We thank you now. We give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, until we meet again on our next broadcast, we ask that you stay encouraged, stay edified, and know that God loves you, beloved. He is really working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. He has your best interest at heart, beloved, your best interest. Praise God. So no matter what is going on in your life, know that God knows about it. He will see you through. Keep your hand in his hand. Keep looking up. Keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. And know that you are God's child. You're an heir. Hallelujah. And a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We want you to be blessed and be encouraged. Until our next broadcast, amen. We love you and we will. Praise God. Continue to press forward, and we want you to do the same. Until our next broadcast, beloved, be blessed in Jesus' name. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Church there.